USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is currently en route to El Paso, Texas, for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president will be drumming up support for the border wall, but before leaving, the president spoke about our current wall situation.
We've actually started a big, big portion of wall today in a very important location, and it's going to go up pretty quickly over the next 9 months. That whole area will be finished. It's fully funded. Construction, which I know a lot about, has begun, and it's a much better wall, much stronger wall, and a much less expensive wall than we've been building.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is apologizing for her remarks she made about Israel and Republicans. Congresswoman Omar suggested that Republican support for Israel is fueled by donations from a pro-Israel group. Omar said she never intended to offend her constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A California girl has challenged Pope Francis to go vegan for Lent. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
12-year-old Genesis Butler is aware of the Blue Horizon International Foundation's $1 million vegan campaign. And she informed Francis that if he was to abstain from all animal products for Lent, that it would donate over $1 million to the charity of his choice. In a letter last week, Genesis was asking Francis to endorse the $1 million vegan campaign, which is a effort to highlight the effects of animal farming on climate. Genesis says she and her mother gave up meat after she learned where chicken nuggets come from when she was just 3 years old. No word on whether the Pope has sent a response.
Toys R Us may not be a thing of the past after all. Newly founded True Kids Incorporated has bought Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and the company mascot, Jeffrey. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Discussions on preventing another partial government shutdown appear to be stalling less than a week before a quarter of the government will run out of funding again. White House senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers.
And randomly choosing who should be caught and then released into the interior of the U.S. and who should remain there while their claims of asylum are being processed.
An attorney representing the company which owns the National Enquirer says politics has nothing to do with the Jeff Bezos story. Ebram Abramowitz said threats to publish intimate photos of the Amazon CEO is not extortion because the company just wanted to tell the truth. Andy McCarthy is a former federal prosecutor and now a Fox News contributor. He also says,
you know, they said, we're going to publish this unless you drop your investigation into what we're doing. So, yeah, I don't really see how anyone's First Amendment rights are being trampled on. The National Enquirer, no one ever said they couldn't publish it. No one is saying they can't publish it to this day. If they end up running afoul of prosecutors, it's going to be because of their conduct, not their publication.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the Cleveland Browns have signed Kareem Hunt, who was released 2 months ago by the Kansas City Chiefs after a video surfaced showing the star running back pushing and kicking a woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.